Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another Monday Motivation or Motivational Monday or whatever the hell we're calling this thing.
What is it? It's Monday Motivate? Is it Monday Motivate or Monday Motivation?
I don't know. I titled them both of the episodes that we already did previously different, and then I realized that, so I changed it to, I think, just Motivational Monday.
That's good.
Motivational Monday. So that's what we're going to run with. All right. So you got me, Cody. You got Kane.
Yo,
we're the two best podcast hosts this side of the Mississippi for a nice Monday morning commute to work or sitting at your laptop if you work from home. I couldn't imagine a better way to wake up this Monday morning. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about something that I've gotten to be familiar with in the last few weeks, and that's transparency.
Transparency.
So, Kane and I, for those of you that don't know, Kane is my personal trainer. Would you say that?
Yeah.
Okay. You're my personal trainer.
It's unofficial.
It is unofficial. I've learned that transparency is key in this kind of relationship because you know exactly when I'm not following the diet plan that you have for me.
Yeah.
Because you'll see me like only go down 0.1 pound.
Yeah.
Or you'll see me go up a pound, 2 pounds, 3 pounds. I'm like, damn. Okay. Yeah. So you just call my ass out right away.
Right.
And then I realized like, okay, I just got to be straight up. Like, hey, here's the deal.
Yeah.
I ate a cheeseburger yesterday, but I skipped all the other meals and I still didn't lose weight. Okay. So
I tried to experiment with my diet.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when it comes to transparency, I think that's the key in all relationships, whether it be personal, friendships, business,
you
name it. Has there ever been a time that you can think of in your life where not being transparent has like really bit you in the ass?
Man, I mean, where do I start with that one? You know? I guess just to kind of relate to yours, man, I mean, obviously I have the same type of situation with my coach as well with the transparency. And there's times when I got to be, you know, honest with him with about the things that I made mistakes on as well, because we're actually shooting for a show this year, actually doing TCO, hopefully. So, you know, when I mess up and I kind of used that as I became, you know, trained by him to be transparent and just be brutally honest, because it's obviously a discipline in myself that I can learn that even when I don't want to tell you the truth, I'm going to tell you the truth because it's going to help me grow down the road. And I think a lot of people struggle with that stuff in their lives, and I think it would actually help them grow, you know, to be more transparent with themselves, because in today's age, it's easy for everyone to be like, oh, you're doing a great job. You're doing splendid. You're doing awesome. When really we're fucking everything up. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, you're not doing okay. And I think you could be doing better. And I think the hardship is in that portion is to be honest with yourself, because nobody wants to be like, man, I'm messing up.
You know right. what I mean?
And that's been the hardest thing for me in my life, is to be completely brutally honest with myself, because it's not always easy, because, you know, it hurts sometimes when you look at yourself in the mirror and like, dude, you're 35, you know, you should be over here. When, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying that as like comparing it Joneses to Joneses.
Yeah, that's tough, because you can't always compare yourself to other people.
No, but you want to
compare. They always got something fucked up, well, too.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But I mean, that transparency when you're being completely honest with yourself is like, okay, what can I be doing better? And how can I be doing better? And then figuring that out. But you'll never figure that out if you're not being honest.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's a great point. I think, you know, for me, I just got to bring this up because this was hilarious. I was dying this morning. You were saying maybe we adjust your diet a little bit. We start taking out the yolks of the eggs and we just do egg whites. And I was like, damn, the eggs are my favorite part of the day. Like, that's the meal I look forward to. You're like, yeah, do you love them love handles? I was like, damn, that was savage. Okay, you're right. You're right.
Take them damn yolks in.
Yeah. 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 So I think it's funny because it's a weird also dynamic when it comes to relationships of being transparent, just, you know, with my friends in general, because from an outside perspective, when I'm really like grinding hard and I'm like working a lot, I find it that like, if I don't explain that to some of my close friends, they maybe think that I'm just like ignoring them or that I don't want to hang out with them, which is not the case at all. Like, I just got too much shit going on.
Right.
So I think like just getting to the point with anyone that's like, you obviously don't want to give out too much information where it's annoying, but just explain like, hey, I'm not ignoring you.
Of course.
I'm just busy.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, that goes with anything.
You know?
Especially work. I mean, work, that's gotta be nuts.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's like, I have a job. One of the things that I'm doing right now allows me to work from home.
Yeah.
And, it's been tough with deadlines and whatnot with that, because they don't really understand the dynamic of how some of these videos need to be edited or how some of these photos need to be edited. And so it sometimes will take way longer than what they think it'll take.
Right.
So just like being transparent in that regard for me
totally
has been a valuable tool to be like, hey, here's why it's going to take this long. And then they're cool with it, because then I just explained it. And then now no one's butt hurt. I could have taken the other route of just taking forever, not right. saying anything. And they'd be like, what the hell? Like, this is exactly how we want it to look. Why did it take so long?
Yeah, because the silence is like what's making it stressful and weird.
100%.
Because you'll get text messages and stuff like, oh man, I don't know if I want to respond to that. But you know you should. And if you would just respond to it.
It's all miscommunication.
It's all miscommunication.
Definitely.
I've been learning that also myself lately, because I've struggled with advocating for myself and not being transparent, like you're saying, with my work colleagues or other things. Because obviously, you know, I'm in a few different, you know, businesses as well. I'm doing project managing for a roofing and siding company. And I'm doing, you know, I just started that cleaning company as well, and that you helped me with the marketing and stuff. But
beautiful logo on that.
Beautiful logo. Awesome logo. So if you guys need anything cleaned, you let me know. But to be completely advocating for yourself and telling people and like knowing your worth, obviously number one for me, because I'm always like down to help people out, you know, but it puts so much pressure on my plate to be like, yeah, man, I'll do it. And then we're not even discussing what you're going to be paying me or whatever it is. And then it becomes an issue for me, because now I need to tell you like, hey, like, this is what number one, this is what I value myself at, you know what I mean? And if I don't tell you that up front, then it's already weird at the end, because now I got to tell you anyway. And then it's like awkward, because you don't want to pay me what I think I'm worth or whatever.
Right. So yeah. When it comes to money, that's a huge deal.
Yeah. So you want to be transparent with everything, man, because it's going to build confidence in yourself. It's going to put a lot more peace in your mind and less stress in your relationships if you're just completely 100.
Totally. But how do you differentiate being transparent in that regard and also being cocky? Like, how do you prevent that from coming off as like, wow, this guy is just full of himself?
Right. I think there's probably obviously a balance, you know what I mean? Like you're saying, number one, I think there's always going to be those people that are going to assume you're being cocky and arrogant because they're just sensitive to what you're going to say. And most people, like I said, want to hear the soft side of things. So I mean, you have to differentiate your, you know, your crowd that you're talking to. But I think you have to work on your delivery and how you're saying certain things too. And I think it's going to take some practice, you know, especially for me, because I'm always coming off like I'm an asshole. So like, I either have to change the tone of my voice and sound like a right. chick, or like,
well, you're a bigger dude that has a really deep voice. So like, right. I could see how you could be intimidating.
Yeah. You guys heard that from Cody.
Yeah. Yeah. When you get a smaller guy like me, I got a higher pitch voice. I'm way less intimidating. So I can put a little bit of that right. suave on a little easier.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
For sure. So, okay. Now the differentiating business from family, from friendships, when it comes to transparency, is there a line or is it similar? Like, do you think you should be just as transparent with your friends as you should be with your boss?
Dude, I would say yeah, for me, because I need to be completely honest with everybody. You know what I mean? Otherwise, like I said, it starts to build up that kind of different vibe with everybody. And I think people are going to respect you more if you're completely upfront and honest and like blunt about how you feel. You know what I mean? Because I think I've seen people where they beat around the bush a lot of times and people just don't respect them. You know
no, it's
I mean?
Annoying.
Yeah, it's annoying. It's like, dude, just get to the point.
Just tell me.
Tell me what you're trying to say. Or you're in a text message with like your fiance or whatever, your girlfriend. And it's just like, are you going to be honest about what you're trying to say to me? Or are we going to continue to read between the lines and it's just going to get fucking an argument? You
know? Yeah. I think I'm on the exact opposite side of that. I think you should keep it separate, or at least different levels from friends to business relationships, because I think sometimes keeping that transparency a little bit tighter knit when it comes to business may help you when it comes to deadlines or perception.
Yeah.
You know, so from the standpoint of like, I don't want to give my boss too much information.
Okay. Yeah. I could probably agree.
Just because I know one, he doesn't care. And two, at the end of the day, if what I'm saying doesn't help what I'm working on or doesn't help him or doesn't help him understand what's going on, then he doesn't need to know it.
Yeah. I guess, that makes sense.
And then deadline-wise, that'll help
keeping
me.
Keeping it simple.
Yeah.
Not giving too much information because right. it's also...
Just thinking about the why. Like, why am I telling this?
Like a fucking spam email. When you get a spam. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Can you get to the point, kid? Because I got shit to do.
Exactly. I was locked out of my Facebook and I need you to send me this code. Yeah, so I completely agree. I think being transparent just in general in life is, I mean, key to everything, especially with your friends, because I can't tell you how many people that I just don't talk to anymore just because of the fact, like you said, there seems like there's an alternative motive almost. Like, I don't know what they're trying to communicate to me. Wow, this is a Monday.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're trying to communicate to me. And so it almost comes off as maybe not trustworthy sometimes.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, if I don't trust what you're trying to tell me,
yeah,
then why do I trust you?
See, and that's, again, with the transparency, man, like just being real with your people, especially your people, the people that you're on a team with, you know what I mean? Because it's weird how people will, like, not be honest about the littlest shit, you know what I mean? Like, oh, dude, I ate your sandwich or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
dude,
what I mean?
That bothers the right. hell
the
out
little,
of
me. The little things, and then you catch them in it, and now it's like, in my mind, you know what I mean? And obviously not something so simple as a sandwich, but whatever. Something small, you lie to me about something small, you break my trust with something small. Now I keep that in my mind for down the road, and it's yeah. like, I remember when you ate that sandwich, bro.
Yeah,
you
know I, mean? I always think, like, what else are you willing to lie to me about? If
that's
it's
what
just
I mean.
Something that simple where it would have been over in 2 seconds.
And now it's...
What else are you willing
now
to
you
lie
blew
to
it up, because now I found out, and now it's a lie. It's not yeah. no longer you weren't being honest. You hid something from me.
That's a good point. You know, it's actually funny about that. I had that exact same scenario happen. I worked at a car dealership, and
about
we
a
had
sandwich?
Like, yes,
really?
Dude. So we were, I worked at this car dealership, and all of our break room just had one fridge, and it was like classic, like, break room where everyone labeled their foods, and I had a to-go container with a sandwich in there, and someone ate it. My name was on it, everything. So, like, someone opened this box knowing that it's mine just to see what was in it, and then decided they're going to eat what's in it.
Did they put the box back?
Yes.
Wow.
So it was like just a couple of fries left, and I'm like, what the hell? So, you know, I went in full detective mode, figured out who did it, and then I did the exact same thing the next day, bought the same sandwich, everything, because obviously they liked it if they finished the whole entire thing. And I put a shit ton of this super hot sauce
sick.
All over it.
You like, put, like,
super hot. Like, it was really hot for me, and I like hot shit. And, you know, come to find out that this person eats this thing again, and then he is, like, in the bathroom the rest of the day. So I told him just straight up. He gets out. Everything's cooled down. I'm like, dude, I know you ate my goddamn sandwich.
Twice.
And I kind of poisoned him a little bit, you know, so to speak. So I've filled this thing full of this super hot sauce. It's called Da Bomb. They actually use it on hot ones now, but I had it before then.
Yeah.
So, you know, he got a little bit of what's coming to him. A little taste of his own medicine, if you will.
Yep. Don't touch my shit.
Yeah. What do you think of just people who lie in general?
I can't stand it, man. Honestly. Because there's been that situations in my life with people that I've loved, people that I've trusted with all my heart, man, and, like, people that were on my team to do things either, you know, when I was doing things I shouldn't have been doing or doing things that I am doing now, you know what I mean? Like, and breaking that, just lying to me and wasting my time, you know what I mean? And I think one of the biggest things that you can do to somebody is kind of break that trust, you
definitely.
Know what I mean? Because now I have to view you differently, you know what I mean? I have to be on guard around you. Every time I hear your name or you're around or whatever, it's like, all right, man. Like, what's this dude on now?
Right. And it takes a lot to get that back.
A lot. Dude, a lot.
Yeah. I'm one of those guys that's, like, guilty until, or innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, of course.
You know, like,
yeah.
I'll just treat everyone with the same amount of disrespect.
Yeah.
And then, the second that they decide, like, hey, I'm going to lie to you, I view that person totally different.
Oh, of course.
Like you said.
Yeah.
And most of the time, I'll just completely disassociate. Like, I don't even.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't fuck with you, you probably know I don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
There's very few people in this world that I don't like.
It's an even worse stab in the back when it's someone's, like, super close to you.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
It hurts worse.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, it definitely hurts worse. Yeah. Especially when it comes to, like, a close friend.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's weird because a lot of times it has to deal with money, you know?
Money, dude, it's money or, like, a spotlight or, like...
Chicks
or, like, you know... Reputations, like, weird shit.
Very weird.
Yeah. It's like, dude, I'll give you the shirt off my back and you're going to try and play me over $10 or whatever. You know, obviously,
right.
It's not $10, but you know what I'm saying?
Like, right. Or you're DMing my girlfriend behind my back.
Dude, the hell's up? I had my best friend do that recently. Not recently, but, like, a couple years back, I was dating this chick. And then we broke up, and then she messaged me on some bullshit to get, like, started some bullshit, you know? Oh, hey, look, your brother was messaging me because I call him my brother because that's how close we were.
Damn.
You know? And he's on some bullshit like, oh, you know, we're both single now. Everybody's trying to have sex with my chick. Like, maybe we can... I'm like, For Damn. Real? You know what I mean?
What did you do about it? Did you confront the guy?
Well, he's in prison, so it's like,
well,
I guess what
he was he texting her on a cell phone?
No, he was out. This was a long time ago.
Oh, okay. Out. This is pre-prison.
Pre-prison.
What kind of guys are you hanging out with?
Pre-drop soap.
Well, you know, I'm assuming that he's in prison for an unrelated matter to that.
Yeah, I would hope so. Okay.
I don't know if things got crazy after that or whatever. Yeah, you know, that's always tough. I can't speak to anything like that because I've luckily, I mean, knock on wood, I've never had a homie try to like slide in my wife or girlfriend's DMs. And, you know, I don't have a girlfriend and a wife. I'm just saying pre-wife.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I don't have both.
Delete that part.
Clip that up. you know, I can't really relate to that. But I will say when it comes to the money aspect, I've had a lot of people get really weird about it. You know, whether it be like a business idea that I try to start up with a friend. And then it'll be like when we get down to, okay, now let's say we make $100. How are we splitting this? Like, what's this going to look like? Are we rolling it all back into the business? Yeah. Do you take a cut? Do I take a cut? Are we both getting an even amount?
Right.
Are we both doing an even amount of work? And almost all the time, it's always like some version of, I don't want to do a lot of work, but I want to collect more money.
Yeah.
Which is so strange to me.
It's super strange. But that's what this world is about now, though.
Too. Everyone wants a side hustle that they don't want to. Everybody wants a side
hustle that they don't have to hustle.
Yeah, I mean? Right. Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
Dude, that's something for this Monday motivation. If you don't want to work, you got to put in the work now.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. You got to be motivated. You got to be transparent.
Transparent.
You got to be willing to make that money because you got to pay your bills, you know?
Everybody's got bills to pay, man.
Pay them off, get a side hustle, make that money, fill that bank account.
Invest in on-tap motivation.
And crypto.
And crypto.
Just kidding. Don't invest in crypto.
Shit's trash.
Or maybe you do.
I've heard money. People making money on that.
Yeah, here's the thing. I was big on the Dogecoin meme. You know, I was
Elon Musk one.
Yeah. Well, he like promoted it. Okay. Right on Twitter. That was like one reason why it like really rose up. And I cashed out at such a good time. I put in like, I can't remember how much, like $300. And the thing like 10x'd overnight. Sick. So I cashed out with like $3,000.
Yeah.
And then it just tanked right after that. So I was like, damn, hell yeah. That was sweet. But I wanted to buy a car. So I was like, I need to take this out right now.
Winning.
It worked out for me.
Oh yeah.
Thanks, Elon Musk. Hell yeah. Well, do you have any final words on transparency?
No, I think we hit it pretty good.
Hell yeah. We'll see you guys next Monday for another Motivational Monday or Monday Motivation.
We're still working on the name.
Yeah. Let us know what you think.